Certainly retailers like ourselves try very, very hard to absorb those costs as much as possible, whether that's deals we've done at the input level with our producers, with our growers, etc., to keep those price increases to a minimum, or whether it's finding efficiencies within our operating model and sacrificing our own margin to try and mitigate the effect of these large price increases to protect our customers, because ultimately we want to retain our customers, and in order to do so, it's our duty of care to try and protect them as best we can from significant price increases.
We're told that there's very little hope in the immediate future, at least, of this spiral of inflation actually ending. Do you see people's buying habits changing in the weeks, months ahead?
I think it's fair to say that the general public can't continue to pay higher prices for everything. So If this continues for a longer period of time, absolutely, if people are paying more money to fill up a tank of fuel, they're paying more money for their gas and electric, they're paying more money for going out for entertainment, for going on holiday, and they're paying more money for their weekly food purchases, at some point people will have to start reevaluating how they spend their money. And yes, that will become noticeable in terms of our economy, in the way that people make those choices.
And how is it as a retailer generally? Does it make things much harder when this is happening all the time, prices changing rapidly?
Yeah, I mean, even on an operational level, it's quite difficult, because obviously there's the management of that situation in store. There's obviously our colleagues, our customers as well, so they feel it in their own pockets, and they feel for the customers who see these price changes.